Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for April 12th to the 18th, 2014. Palestinian and Israeli negotiators met this week, still talks bear no fruits. Meanwhile, on the ground, Israeli army attacks left a Palestinian woman dead and another worker injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. 5 civilians were injured, many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlement protests organized at a number of West Bank communities on Friday. IMEMC's Majid Badjali has more.
In central West Bank, protests were organized at the village of Bil'in, Na'lin and Al-Nabi Saleh. Also, protests were organized in southern West Bank village of Al-Ma'asara near Bethlehem. Israeli soldiers attacked anti-wall and settlements protesters in Al-Nabi Saleh before even leaving the village. Many protesters were hit with the rubber-coated steel bullets fired by troops. Later, soldiers also invaded the village and fired tear gas at residents' homes. Many were treated from the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby Bil'in and Na'lin villages, residents and their supporters reached the Israeli wall built on lands taken from local farmers before soldiers stationed there showered them with tear gas and chemical water that generate bad smell. One youth was hit by a rubber-coated steel bullet, while many were treated from the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere, at Al-Ma'asara village on Friday, Israeli troops stopped the villagers and their supporters at village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Badjali.
Palestinian and Israeli negotiators failed this week to reach an agreement before their U.S.-mediated peace negotiations reach a deadline of the end of this month. IMEMC's Ram El-Mighari has the story.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met this week in Ramallah with a number of leftist Israelis. Abbas outlined reasons for both sides' failure to reach an agreement. Among them was Israel's failure to release 2 dozens of Palestinian detainees agreed upon via American mediation back in July of last year. He also blamed Israel for not living up with halt of settlement activities on occupied lands, including in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. Palestinian Authority's president had earlier signed a series of agreements with international organizations belonging to United Nations and signaled the intention to submit the problem with Israel to United Nations organs. Israel, from its part, blamed the Palestinian Authority for signing the agreements and affirmed willingness to negotiate with a PA without conditions, something that Palestinians have rejected. Palestinians and Israelis, along with American mediator, agreed to resume negotiations last June towards an envisioned two-state solution for Israel and Palestinians. Boundaries of a future Palestinian state should be West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza Strip. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas Ismail Haniyeh voiced out wish for an accelerated conciliation drive between his Islamist party and Fatah party of the US-backed President Mahmoud Abbas. Haniyeh gave orders to allow a Fatah-led delegation to enter the coastal territory for conciliation talks. Meanwhile, Hamas's prominent leader in Gaza, Mahmoud al-Zahar, called on Abbas to quit negotiations with Israel. Hamas and Fatah have been in a split since 2007, as each party adopts a different political platform from the other. For IMEMC News, I am Rami El-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli army attacks targeting Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza left one killed and nearly 60 injured. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura reports.
During the week, the Israeli army conducted at least 62 invasions in the Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 22 Palestinians, including two children. On Monday night, 40-year-old Nuha Katamish died at Bethlehem City Hospital in southern West Bank after inhaling tear gas fired by Israeli troops. Katamish was suffering from a severe case of allergy. Her respiratory system failed when soldiers fired tear gas into and around her home at Aida refugee camp in Bethlehem City, local sources reported. On Sunday night, troops injured a young youth in Aida and then kidnapped him. Elsewhere, Israeli troops and a group of settlers attacked Monday morning Palestinian workers who were constructing agricultural roads in Burin village, south of Nablus in the occupied West Bank. Settlers were protected by Israeli soldiers, local sources reported. The settlers came from the nearby illegal settlement of Bracha. On Tuesday, Israeli soldiers placed a full siege on the town of Idna near Hebron and initiated a large-scale search campaign that targeted dozens of homes and stores in the town. Local sources reported that the army attack started on Monday evening after an Israeli settler was shot and killed and three others were injured near the town. No Palestinian group claimed responsibility for the attack. In Jerusalem, at least 40 Palestinians were injured, another 6 kidnapped by Israeli troops who stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Wednesday. Clashes erupted inside the holy site after troops attacked Palestinian worshippers with live gunfire and tear gas, local sources reported. The Israeli troops were protecting Israeli right-wing radicals who entered the Muslim holy site to conduct prayers there. In the Gaza Strip this week, a Palestinian worker was shot and injured on Tuesday near the Israeli Erez crossing at the northern borders of the Gaza Strip. Local sources announced that the man was working in the lands close to the borders when troops manning military watchtowers opened fire at him. He was moved to a hospital after sustaining moderate wounds. Later in the week, 3 people killed and 5 injured in a blast in the city of Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip on Wednesday. The Ministry of the Interior of Gaza's deposed government said that the blast was caused by a fire that broke out in a house. 4 of the injured were firemen who arrived at the scene to provide help. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for April 12th to the 18th, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.